This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
One factoid that I have been told many times is to never water the garden plants under the powerful glare of the midday sun. The accepted wisdom has been that a water droplet sitting on a leaf would act like a tiny magnifying lens, and by focusing that sunlight, would produce scorch marks and burns on the innocent leaf. And if you go looking on the interwebs, about 80% of relevant sites claim that water droplets plus the midday sun will burn the leaf. Finally, after what must be centuries of this widespread belief, some scientists have checked out the theory and done the experiments, and here's the results. Burning a leaf with a water droplet does not happen on a smooth leaf, and is just barely possible on a hairy leaf. Dr. Adam Egri and colleagues from Hungary and Germany carried out both computer modelling and tests on real leaves. In their experiments, they used both little glass balls and water droplets. In their first study, they covered the surface of a smooth leaf with glass balls, ranging in size from 2 to 10 millimetres. They exposed them to the sun for periods between 1 and 9 hours. And sure enough, there were scorch marks. So it would seem as though there was some truth to the claim that water droplets could burn leaves. Mind you, glass balls keep their shape, unlike water droplets that spread out and flatten. And the other difference is that glass bends light about 15% better than water does. So the second study had water droplets on smooth leaves. But no matter how they altered various factors, they could not get the sunlight shining through the water droplets to burn the smooth leaves. When the sun was shining from directly above, the light would be brought to a focus underneath the water droplet and inside the body of the leaf. But there was a big blob of water sitting on top of the leaf, soaking up the heat. Any heat that got into the leaf was immediately transferred to the water. And then, as the water got warmer, it evaporated itself out of existence. And once there was no water droplet, there was no focusing of the heat. So there were no burn marks on the leaf for the midday sun. What about sunlight in the morning and the afternoon, when the slanting light was beaming through the water droplet and landing on the bare leaf just outside the water droplet? Could that cause a burn? The answer turned out to be no. Well, when the sun is just above the horizon, the sunlight is travelling through about 22 times more air than when the sun is directly above you, at the vertex, around midday. What about the shape of the water droplet? After all, different leaves have different degrees of hydrophilia, or water-loving tendency. So the scientists tested leaves from various trees. Maple, very water-loving. Plane, less water-loving. And rowan, water-hating or hydrophobic. At the water-loving end, maple, the water droplets were very flattened, while at the water-hating end, rowan, the water droplets were fairly spherical. And as you would expect, the more spherical water droplets on the water-hating leaves did concentrate the heat better, but not enough to scorch the leaf. So sunlight shining through water droplets does not burn smooth leaves. But what about the hairy plants? The leaves have hairs that are hydrophobic or water-hating. Under the right circumstances, these hairs could catch a water droplet and keep it suspended at the right distance above the leaf to allow the focus point of the sunlight to land on the surface of the leaf. Because the water was not in contact with the leaf, there was no cooling effect. And the hairs, being water-hating, would repel the water and so keep it spherical, the best shape to focus the sunlight. But the hairs hate water, and the merest breath of wind would shake the droplets off. The smaller droplets were better at focusing the heat. But being smaller, they would also evaporate very quickly. Even so, the scientists did sometimes see scorch marks produced by water droplets on hairy leaves. So how did this "don't water plants at midday" story arise? Who knows? But you'd think that after 500 million years of bioevolution, plants, which have adapted to every conceivable ecological niche, would have learnt to deal with a little rain.
What does it mean? Why is it so?